This episode is brought to you by Home Team Inspection Service. When you partner with Home Team, you're getting more than a home inspection. You're delivering the home team experience. With a team approach, fast turnarounds, and package options that include home inspection warranties, Home Team helps real estate pros stand out. Plus, many locations now offer pay at close, giving your clients flexibility when they need it most. Schedule your next inspection with confidence at hometeam.com.
I love seeing transformation. For example, when I see a client, when they first come to me and they have no idea of generational wealth or how to do it or any type of conversation around it, until after we have that conversation and a light bulb goes off in their head.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Color of Money podcast. We're excited that you've joined us today. We are in season two, and in this season, we are introducing you to some phenomenal people that you haven't met before. One of them being Lisa Ortiz Rodriguez. Lisa is a real estate agent, but more than that, Lisa is a wealth building connoisseur. I don't know. I'm trying to make up something fancy, but ultimately what Lisa does inside of the KW world is she runs an organization called KW Chispa. KW Chispa is the largest Hispanic affinity group that exists under that umbrella. I think I know a little bit about our industry, and I think I can say it might be the largest Hispanic organization in the industry outside of NARP. And so Lisa's here today to talk to us about wealth building. That initiative of KW Chispa is just that, to help people in the Hispanic community grow and build wealth through the acquisition of real estate and all the things that we do here. In addition to Lisa, of course, I'm joined by my fabulous co-host, Daniel Dixon, Emmerich Peace. And Lisa, I didn't give it justice, your intro. So please introduce yourself. Tell us who you are.
Well, thank you for having me. Like Julia said, my name is Lisa Ortiz Rodriguez. I'm an associate broker with Keller Williams Metro Group in New Jersey and Keller Williams NYC in New York City. I've been a licensed agent for 21 years, and 18 years of those have been with Keller Williams. I am the founder of the Rodriguez team, serving Northern New Jersey and New York City. And I'm on the Leadership Council of the Rainbow Network and the co-founder and on the Leadership Council, KW Chispa. And I'm also the founder and CEO of the Chispa Foundation, our nonprofit arm.
Well, thank you for that introduction, Lisa, and welcome, welcome. My first question is, why did you start KW Chispa?
Why? Well, during the pandemic is actually when the idea came about. And I just felt that there was a need for a group for Latinos to get together within Keller Williams where we could learn and grow and prosper, right? Because I didn't see one cohesive group. So I wanted to build something where people could come together and accomplish that. We have over 3,000 members in our Facebook group. And like you said, we are basically trying to build generational wealth through the promotion of sustainable homeownership, recognizing the profound impact that it has on individuals, families, and the communities that we serve. For example, in our Facebook group, we have daily morning Zoom calls for our members. We cover everything from mindset, wealth building, team building. We've also just launched a collaboration with KW Wellness, where we bring 7 dimensions of well-being to help you grow both personally and professionally. We also have regions around the country where our local regions host KW classes in English and Spanish. And of course, at Family Reunion, we always have an educational event as well as our mixer, not to be missed.
Not to be missed.
They throw a good party too. I'm gonna lie about that. What do you think is the biggest area of opportunity for Chispa for the Hispanic community inside of real estate? I mean, it's another disenfranchised group that doesn't get all the love and support that some of our other agents in our industry get. But what do you think is the biggest opportunity for you guys?
As far as building generational growth, we want to give that education and training and mentorship to our agents so they can take that out into the community, right? And for me, building that generational wealth in our community is key. For example, when I'm working with a client, the first conversation that I have, because usually when they come to me, they're buying their first home and they really don't know if that's going to happen, but they really want to buy their first home. And before we have a conversation about buying that home, my goal is to help every client that comes to me understand the power of generational wealth, right? So before we even have that conversation about single family versus multifamily, I'm going to have a conversation with them about mindset, right? Because if you don't have the right mindset to build that generational wealth, it's not going to happen. So that's where I start before I even begin with that process of actually purchasing a home. And I go over about 7 bullet points with them in regards to mindset and building wealth.
Is that different than people would do outside of the Hispanic community? Is something that you're doing unique to the Hispanic community, or is this something that happens anyways with every real estate agent and every client everywhere?
Well, a lot of agents, of course, do have this conversation with their clients. However, there are certain things that Latinos, if you're Latino, you would understand, if you understand the culture, which anybody can learn about the culture, the way that we do things may be a little different. However, having that conversation isn't different than other cultures would have.
The reason I ask that question is because, of course, you being a leader in 2 different of what we call affinity groups. And by the way, if you're listening and you're like, what's an affinity group? An affinity group is a group of people who have similar backgrounds, experiences, and may need different resources or whatever that might be that create these communities. And the reason I ask that is because sometimes people say of both of your groups, they shouldn't be separating themselves. Nothing they're doing is different than what all of us are doing. They shouldn't just have a group that's for Hispanics. They shouldn't have a group that's for the LGBTQ community. Everybody should just be all involved in all the same thing. But you're saying that there are cultural differences that may be addressed differently. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, absolutely. Although some clients may feel more comfortable with people from their own community, one of the differences may be a language barrier, right? So an agent that speaks Spanish would have an advantage over someone who doesn't speak Spanish if that client only or is predominantly Spanish speaking, right? But it doesn't prevent any agent from servicing a particular community.
My wife speaks Spanish. Spanish was her first language, and it's almost like a superpower. Because a lot of these affinity groups, we're talking about how you identify or like your culture or whatnot, but we're not talking about literally being able to communicate. And so having that community where we can, again, it's like a superpower. You could talk to however many millions of people that I can get my way kind of through a conversation. But I think it's powerful having that strength in numbers. And I think these affinity groups, you see the world differently, but yet when you're in these groups, you see the world the same. It's a unique way of like really locking arms with people that see as you see, feel as you feel, treated as you've been treated, to be able to mastermind, put ideas together on how to win together.
Yeah. The State of Hispanic Wealth Report just came out last week. And in it, it says that 1 in 4 Latino people are completing the entire transaction in Spanish.
Oh, wow.
Which also, as we know, the Hispanic population is the fastest growing population in home ownership, and 25% of them are doing it totally in Spanish. So these groups, they provide the resources and tools that people need to reach that audience, right?
Absolutely. And like you said, if they're doing it all in Spanish, it doesn't matter if the agent speaks only a little Spanish. Latino clients are very loyal, right? So if they trust you, they're going to stick with you, even if you're not fluent in Spanish.
I love this idea about the affinity groups and working with the Hispanic community. Coming back to you, this almost is like, and I call it that way because I do some work this way. I almost call it like a ministry where you're out there and you're advocating to make sure that that group of people, you want to make sure that all group of people are serviced. But that particular group of people, that's a specific mission to make sure that they get everything that they require. And I call that like a ministry. because it's just a special place in your heart to make sure that you put a little extra in the tank to make sure they can get something different. And what many people don't understand is when you work that way, people appreciate your authenticity and your genuineness. And it ultimately helps you grow your influence. It helps you grow your business. Is that what you're seeing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Agents, which is one of the things that we advocate for, our resources in Spanish, right? So our agents can use that with their clients, which is important.
Like Emmerich is talking about it being a ministry in him. You are a phenomenal leader. In fact, in the Color of Money podcast, we actually break these down into four pillars. One of the pillars is about real estate. You run a real estate business. One of the pillars is about building wealth. You help thousands of people build wealth. One of the pillars is about leadership, right? So you are a phenomenal leader and you're leading two very large groups in addition to your team. Why do you do this? Because we also had a conversation, me and Daniel, about leadership. Leadership is hard sometimes. Like, what is your purpose for taking on this additional work when honestly, you could just really focus on your own business and just do you? Why do you step into these spaces of leadership? What's the importance of it?
I have a passion to help and uplift the Hispanic community, one, right? Which is part of the reason where this group came from, the passion for that. And also, for me, I love seeing transformation. Transformation, for example, when I see a client, when they first come to me and they have no idea of generational wealth or how to do it or any type of conversation around it, until after we have that conversation and a light bulb goes off in their head. I love that transformation, as well as an agent who is predominantly Spanish speaking. And then we teach in KW Chispa a class, that same class that's taught, for example, in Ignite. We teach Ignite in Spanish. When they take Ignite, and there was a key element in that class that they really didn't get in English, but once they take it in Spanish and hear it and understand it and absorb it in their own language, that light bulb goes off and their business goes from, you know, 4 to 10. I love that transformation, right? So that passion for the community is what keeps me coming back. And I love seeing that and seeing people step into their leadership, which is why we built the regions, right? So people have the opportunity to step into those positions of leadership, leading the regions of KW Chispa as a platform to other leadership positions within KW.
So you have built an organization as a leader that grows other people who are involved, grows their leadership so that they can step out and become additional leaders.
Absolutely. Yes.
And you're paid a tremendous amount of money to do this, aren't you, Lisa?
It's a labor of love to say that.
It's a ministry.
Yes, absolutely. I agree.
It's a ministry.
Well, you mentioned something in the beginning. You said something about a foundation.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, we have, it's called the Chispa Foundation. And that was launched. We have a different board for the Chispa Foundation. And that foundation was created to, again, help our agents uplift them through education. So they get this education of creating generational wealth so they can take that out to the community. So our programs right now, we have, in order to uplift our agents, because sometimes agents have a financial barrier to certain education that they want to get. So we launched first with a scholarship for BOLD. Right? That was our first program. And we're working on other programs, not just for agents, but also the community that we serve, like a first-time home buyer grant. Also, we're working on. So that's what the Chispa Foundation is about.
Why is that necessary, a first-time home buyer?
Because there are a lot of times clients, one, don't know about programs, or maybe they don't fit into a certain program. This would be an additional option for them.
Home Team Inspection Service is changing the way agents and clients experience home inspections. Their team-based model, streamlined scheduling, and bundled packages, including home inspection warranties, make the process smoother from contract to closing. And with Pay at Close available in many locations, you can give your buyers more peace of mind with less upfront cost. Choose the team that works with yours. Visit HomeTeam.com to learn more. Lisa, I think it would be remiss if we didn't mention that we're recording this in Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yes.
How does all these things that you're doing out there in the world and in the real estate industry, how does that tie in to Hispanic Heritage Month? Are there certain things that you all are doing? Are there certain things we should be doing that we can all collectively help build up the Hispanic population as well?
Well, Hispanic Heritage Month is a great opportunity for us to get out even more information and knowledge about the Hispanic community, right? So we do have some things going on. I know that KW Bilingual in Georgia is having an event. KW Chispa is creating an event in the middle of October, I believe it is. So look out for that. So Hispanic Heritage Month is a month where we can highlight all of the Hispanic communities within the United States, because we know that there are many. We're not all lumped into one category, right? You have Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans. We're not all the same, right? We're very diverse. We're very unique in depending on which country you come from. So this is a way for us to highlight all of the accomplishments that Hispanics have made to build this amazing country.
When you think about the wealth building angle, Lisa, the Hispanic community is the largest group of homeowners that we're going to see probably in the next decade. When you fast forward and you think about the seeds that you're planting today and how they can come to fruition in the next decade, I mean, it's got to be really, really exciting on teaching these fundamentals and helping your community at the truly like a grassroots type level.
Absolutely, it is. I see more growth. The more education we get out there, the more we can build that in the community. And it starts with the agent, right? Which is why we are so adamant on getting these resources to the agents, right? We want to be the company of choice for all Hispanics.
Yeah, that's good.
Why, Lisa?
Why? Because we know how amazing KW is. We have amazing training, coaching, right, within KW. And I always use this example. You cannot call a company today without hearing press 1 for English or 2 for Spanish, right? So absolutely everything that is in English with our training, our coaching, all of our classes should be in Spanish as well, because we have a large Hispanic agent population within Keller Williams.
And it's great myopic swath of underrepresentation. How important is it to have representation from the Hispanic community and be recognized as being a contributor to the overall good of a company?
It is extremely important. Like Julia mentioned earlier about the statistics about us, the group as a whole, as home buyers, 70% of the new home buyers will be Hispanic, right? So we need education and training behind how to service those clients, right? And so when you think about who's going to be homeowners, people refinancing, everything there has to do with owning a home, the majority of those people will be Hispanic.
Okay.
All right. So if you don't know how to serve them in a way that is beneficial to them and to help them get to their goal, then you're missing out on a huge opportunity, not just for that client, but also for you as an agent. Right? Because once you service those clients, like I said, Latinos are loyal. You get them to their goal and you teach them about wealth building, you will be their resource from that point on. They will continue to come back to you, right? And that's how you're building that generational wealth within the community.
When you talk about generational wealth, Talk to me about what that means from your perspective, because on this podcast, a lot of times when we're talking about generational wealth, part of the story of the lack of wealth, actually not part of the story, the entire reason that we lack wealth in the Black community is from systematic racism, right? And deed restrictions and redlining. And like it was organized so that we would not attain wealth. That is part of our conversation. Talk to me from your perspective of generational wealth in the Hispanic community.
Well, I'll say this first. I think some of that overlaps, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I said earlier, Latinos are a very diverse group, right? If you look at us as a whole, we encompass the entire rainbow, right, of color.
Facts, facts, facts.
The entire rainbow. Our mixture is African, indigenous, and Spanish European, right? But you can look at a Hispanic and they can look like anything in the rainbow. So that's why I say some of this may overlap, because some of the people within the Hispanic community may be victims of those same things simply because of the way they look, right? And another thing is it trust, right? When you come to a different country, or I'll speak for Latinos, you come to this country, you don't really speak the language. So it's a hesitation, right? And you do have that racism against Hispanics as well, as a foreigner, as someone who doesn't speak the language, who speaks another language. So all of that plays into us not getting that generational wealth as easily as other groups may.
So then the question becomes, we're all on the same mission, right? Regardless of what Emmerich's referring to as underrepresented or historically marginalized or whatever you want to call people of color, and not even just people of color, also you represent the Rainbow Network as well, as all of these demographics of people who are striving to attain the same level of wealth and real estate acquisition as everybody else in this country. Collectively, how do we unite to contribute to wealth building collectively? Because I believe that we're much stronger together, right? Each group, you said there's 3,000 in Chispa. We've got what, Emmerich, 5,000, 4,000, 5,000 in the BREN. There's another 2,500 or so in the rank. How do collectively everybody speak up to have one big voice of saying, we'd all like to be seen and heard, and we are on the mission to build wealth, to have equal access to real estate wealth? How do we do that collectively?
I totally agree with your statement, is that we should work together. Right? Having events, for me, one thing would be having events together to show that we are, although we have different groups, working together is powerful, right? And that even increases our numbers more, right? Although we may have individual things within our community that we're focused on, at least one thing we can come together on is that wealth building aspect.
And I think everybody too, anybody in the, we talk about wealth all the time at KW, anybody under the KW umbrella, we're all on that same journey. So everyone included, regardless of race, color, religion, sexual orientation, everyone can join in on this wealth building journey collectively and support everyone's wealth building. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Because I can still come to your events, right, Lisa?
Yes, everybody is welcome. Everybody is welcome. And I always tell people, because we had some team leaders that came to our last event, listen, don't worry about it. If you don't dance salsa, merengue, just grab a Latino and they'll teach you, right? Everybody is welcome.
I think that would be a good idea, though, Julia, is at one of our big events, doing a affinity group type of mastermind. Like, we are all doing our own things, and I think it doesn't allow us the opportunity to really lock arms and do things together and run panels together, just like we do in RBRN stuff and you guys doing Chispa. I think that'd be a huge advantage for us.
I love that idea. Let's make it happen.
Yes.
Lisa, what else do you want to tell us? You're an extraordinary person. You're an extraordinary real estate professional. You are a phenomenal, dynamic leader. What else do you want to tell us that we should know about Lisa Ortiz Rodriguez and this foundation that you've created, this wonderful organization, KW Chispa, that you've created? What else have I not asked that we should know?
I think everybody should know that although we have these separate affinity groups, right, to bring light to each of our communities, we are stronger together, right? We are stronger together. And get involved, right? Whether it's KDBA Chispa, everybody is welcome. Anyone can join the group, right? And even if you don't speak Spanish, in our group, we speak English and Spanish. It's bilingual. But with technology today, you know, you can easily translate something that's posted, right? Join the group, get involved. We should be supporting and helping our affinity groups out, all of us together, right? Because we can accomplish more together than we can separate it.
And with that, what is the one thing you want everybody to know before we sign off today?
Happy Hispanic Heritage Month.
Happy Hispanic Heritage Month, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to the Color of Money podcast. We look forward to having you next week with another phenomenal guest. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks for having me.
Follow the Color of Money podcast today and get notified when new episodes are released weekly.
Be part of this transformative listening experience.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not KWRI and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.